This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KMOX.
Our producer is Drew Young back in the studios of KMOX in St. Louis. Tom Ackerman in our KMOX broadcast center across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. And joining us with his eye on the bracket and the conference title games today is CBS Sports Jerry Palm. This is a tradition that we have Jerry on the show on Selection Sunday. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing? As we get ready for this, is an exciting time for you?
Yeah. You know, it's always good to, you know, see, you know, look forward to seeing where the committee thinks everybody's, you know, should be and where your own personal team is. So, yeah. It's the culmination of months of work to get to this point for me. I'm trying to predict what a 13 member committee's going to do. You know, it's a lot more art than science, although there's a fair amount
sure.
of science.
No, absolutely. And you do a fine job of it. And you and I have talked for a long time and have known each other for a long time. As a bracketology expert, it is not the easiest thing in the world, but you've done a wonderful job here. Of course, my heart is with the Indiana Hoosiers, and I see you have us as the last four in at the moment. Is that
right.
still the case with West Virginia, San Diego State, Boise State?
Correct, yeah. Going into today, and you know there's five championship games today. If you're a team that close to the bottom of the bracket, the one you're watching is the American Conference, which is UAB and Memphis. And UAB is not getting in the tournament without beating Memphis, but Memphis is going either way. So that's what we call a bid stealer. UAB is a potential bid stealer. If they get in, someone pops off the bottom of the bracket. In my bracket, that's Boise State. The committee's bracket may be different.
What's the scenario for Xavier to get in, Jerry?
Well, the committee just has to like them better than, you know, one of the teams I have in. I've got them as their – I mean, they're done playing. There's nothing they can do. You know, that I have them as the first team out. So basically the scenario where they get in is the committee decides that they belong in. You know, there's nothing left for anybody to do but wait and hope the committee sees it your way.
And for Texas and North Carolina, if you're holding out hope for them, they're pretty much done, aren't they?
Well, Carolina definitely is done. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a team that has more conclusively proven they're not an NCAA tournament team than North Carolina. I mean, they played 13 quad one games, most of those against tournament teams, and won one of them. You know, that's a pretty poor record against the kind of teams that are in the NCAA tournament. So, that, you know, North Carolina really doesn't have a case to be in. Texas would be interesting. They've got 15 losses, which is a lot, and five of them are quad two, and three of those were home games to teams that they were competing with for a spot in the bracket. And but they've got some nice wins too. I mean, you know, they play in the SEC. They got a good schedule. They've got some nice wins. But if you throw away their quad four games, which are, you know, basically the teams that from the much smaller conferences, really, they're 12-15. And while I don't think the committee looks at your record against the top three quadrants specifically, I also don't think it's a coincidence that only one team has ever gotten in that was even two games below 500 against that group of teams, and certainly none that were three. So I'm not optimistic for Texas either, but the committee might look at the just the sheer number of quality opponents they played, and you know, then they beat, you know, a handful of them, and think, well, that's probably better than maybe, you know, Boise State, who didn't play as many.
CBS Sports bracketologist Jerry Palm is with us. From a local standpoint, SLU cannot get in. They had to win the A-10 tournament to do it. We're going to hear from their coach, Josh Schertz. He will join me right after you at the bottom of the hour here around 10:30. But for Mizzou and Illinois, representing the two most popular and best conferences in America, the SEC and the Big Ten, they are very much in play. Where do you see them, Jerry?
Yeah, I think I've got Mizzou as a 6 this morning. They had a, boy, what a great year, I think, for them, because they had, what, 0-18 last year in the SEC and had a great turnaround to get to, you know, now they're a borderline top 25 team going to be in the NCAA tournament. I actually have them as a 7 today. So, yeah, it's, you know, what a great year for them. And then Illinois, I've got in the middle of the bracket as well. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's been a rough year for Illinois because of, you know, they had, like, the flu go through the team, and it got so bad at one point that they weren't even doing handshake lines for a couple of games because they didn't want to spread anything. I've got Illinois as an 8, Missouri as a 7. Missouri's in a little better position to try and advance beyond the first weekend as a 7, because those two seeds are not juggernauts. They're good teams. They're very good teams, but they're not the kind of juggernauts that you might see if you have to play a 1 in the second round like Illinois could.
Yeah, your current 1s and 2s, so you have Auburn in the south, Duke in the east, Houston in the midwest, Florida in the west. The two seeds, accordingly, Michigan State in the south, Alabama in the east, Tennessee in the midwest, St. John's, I think they're dangerous in the west. And you also say that Tennessee-Florida game, the SEC title game, could determine the 1.
Yeah, I think the winner of the Tennessee-Florida game should be the fourth number one seed. Tennessee will still have one more loss than Florida, but they will have beaten them two times out of three. They've got more good wins than Florida, and I think that's enough to make up for the extra loss. But the committee has already, first of all, made that decision. They would have made that decision last night. Today they're probably spending most of the day bracketing, and then they would have contingency brackets based on the results of the five games today. You know, obviously they have to have one for the American, because if Memphis wins, it's one thing, and if UAB wins, they've definitely got to put them in. So that'll be one. There could be a contingency for the SEC game. For, you know, the Ivy League game, it's one team or the other, and they might be in the same spot in the bracket or not, but they'll have to deal with that. So, yeah, they have contingency brackets for probably all of these games with the possible exception of the Big Ten. And then they just watch the games. And they get a winner, and they throw out any bracket that they had with the loser. So they eventually whittle it down to one.
That's really good insight, Jerry. And then you have SIUE as a 16 against Houston. Tough assignment. Now, SIUE has a phenomenal player in Rayshon Taylor. He is excellent and could be fun for people to see for the first time. The problem there, Jerry, is if they play Houston, it feels like Houston has five Rayshon Taylors.
Yeah, and all five of those guys are really good defenders, too. I don't know if Taylor is or not. I just assume he's a really good player, but you know, Houston's calling card has always been defense. So, you know, Taylor could be, you know, a really great player, and you're playing Houston, and they're going to handcuff you. So he's going to have his hands full today or when they play, assuming they play. But SIUE getting in is a great story. I believe it's their first time in the tournament. They haven't even been really in Division One for, you know, that long as an eligible team. So, it's tremendous. I was excited for them to see that they got in.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry Palm is with us. Jerry, final thing, when you look at all of this and you're putting all these pieces together, is there a team or teams that you had, let's say, in that 7, 8, 9, 10 range that you think could be dangerous, could make a run?
Actually, we talked about two of them a little bit, because I think Mizzou could, and I think Illinois could. You know, the thing about Illinois in particular is, you know, they've had some big moments, but they had such a disjointed season that, you know, the NCAA tournament may feel like a fresh start to them. And we've seen, you know, the Illinois that went up to Michigan and annihilated them is capable of winning a couple of games. They just, that team is, you know, the peak of Illinois is really dangerous. So I think those two have a chance to do something. But you understand, if you're an 8, you got to go through a 1. And it's going to be hard to do that with this particular class of 1 seeds. If you're a 2, though, then, you know, you may have a little, easier time of it. But another team I keep an eye on is BYU, which was the hottest team in the country until they got beat the other day, finally. But they had won something like 9 or 10 in a row. I actually was at the game of their last loss, which was at Cincinnati in February, and they looked really bad, especially in the second half of that game, and then they just went on a tear, went from playing themselves onto the bubble to off the bubble to the top half of the bracket. They lost finally in the semifinal of the conference tournament, but that's a dangerous team, too, that's really feeling good about itself.
Jerry, you do a heck of a job. You're the first place I go when I need a bracket projection. You are a CBS Sports Bracketologist at CBSSports.com. All the best to you. Thank you so much for making yourself available on this busy Selection Sunday.
Oh, anytime, Tom. Thanks.
Good to hear from Jerry Palm of CBS Sports. When we come back, Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens. Sports on a Sunday morning coming to you from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's Almaced.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.